Welcome to another edition of the Advocacy in Action series, which focuses on the people, policies, and activities in Columbus and DC that stand to impact your business. I'm your host, John Rizzo, VP of the Akron Can Advocacy Alliance. And today we're holding a conversation with a candidate running for re-election to the Ohio House, Matt Kishman, as part of a broader effort to provide information to members regarding the November general election. Representative Kishman, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So some folks listening to this may be hearing about you for the first time. Mm-hmm. So why don't we just start off with a primer on your background, what motivated you to run for office? Well, you know, just give us a sense of who you are.
Yeah, well, I've been a lifelong resident in Minerva, which is right on the edge of Stark, Carroll, and Columbiana counties, and graduated from Minerva High School, went to school and played football at Youngstown State University, graduated with a degree in communications, and just worked at the family grocery store. We've been around since 1954, celebrating 72 years this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then just got into politics, just grew up in a political family. My mom served on school board. My grandpa served on school board. And I was talking to our village administrator and decided to run for village council. And it all kind of started out there. Served on our local fire board. I was in charge of the Parks Department and Parks Board in Minerva. And then Reggie Stolfus was the representative. And I kind of knew Reggie because we were both served on our local chamber board together. And he had an opportunity. He told me he was going to run for Congress and his seat kind of opened up. So I decided to go for it.
Awesome. And knowing that you come from a small business background, you know, how has that kind of positioned you to address business issues well?
I'm at the store every day. In fact, I was there this morning and, you know, we deal with, you know, finding employees, dealing with state issues, local government issues, and, you know, talking with the customer service part, just hearing their concerns on what's going on in the local community and talking to constituents around the district and just being able to have that people person working at the store.
Just looking at the role of a legislator in your time in office, what's been your primary set of responsibilities? Where have you kind of prioritized your time?
I like to hear from the constituents. So I catch myself checking my aides, Rep 50 email. But I like to talk to constituents in the district. I like to hear their concerns. And I know people, since being elected, people get confused between who represents them in Congress and who represents them as far as the state. And I think, you know, I like to talk to people and having a relationship with Amelia Sykes's office because she covers half the district and having a relationship with Congressman Rooley's office because he represents the other half of the district and being able to work with those offices to get people's issues and prioritize.
So you just kind of touched on bipartisanship. Mm-hmm. Just looking at this political landscape, knowing we have an election this fall, you know, Things could change to some degree. What's been your approach to working across the aisle on big issues?
I think our one goal is to make Ohio a great state. And, you know, we're not going to have the same policy ideas as, you know, my counterparts from across the aisle. But, you know, I look at this as, we're part of a team and, you know, we want to work together. We want to make Ohio a great state and, you know, we might not agree on everything but I think there are some things that, you know, we can work on to make Ohio great.
Zooming out, as you think about the next 5-10 years, what do you view to be Ohio's biggest economic obstacle? And how would you as a legislator or maybe more broadly speaking, how would you like to see the state address them?
I think we have infrastructure issues. You know, where I live, you're getting into the Appalachian part of the state. And, you know, I look at things like broadband issues that we're dealing with. You know, I look at infrastructure as far as road. I know County Commissioner Richard Regula is always trying to push the Route 30 extension. And, you know, when you see the oil and gas that's going on in Carroll County, Columbiana counties, and having that Route 30, I think would really help move that stuff across the state. And, you know, we look at energy. Carroll County built a huge energy plant, I think about 4 years ago, and now they're in the works of building another energy plant. We need, you know, that's the one thing that we need with these data centers coming in. And, you know, you have Anduril coming in the western part of the state. We need energy to, you know, help bring the home prices down and to help these big companies that are coming into the state.
From a competitiveness angle. Mm-hmm. What are the levers that you think the state can or should be pulling to make Ohio more attractive for, you know, business investment and job creation?
I think we do. I know MSNBC, I think, was it? Where they went, or
CNBC.
CNBC. just, you know, rated Ohio as the best place to do business. I mean, I think right now it is great to build a business in Ohio. And, you know, part of my job is, you know, we try to tell people, you know, we don't want government in our daily life. But, you know, there are some things that, you know, to help entrepreneurs or people starting a business, there's resources out there that people might not know about. I know when I was first elected a year and a half ago, you know, we have all these introductory meetings with people that, you know, there's resources out there that, you know, if people approach you and they want to start something, you know, here's how we can help. So I think, you know, just playing that role and communicating that part to our constituents, I think that'll help.
So looking at the geography of your region, you just kind of touched on maybe some infrastructure investments mm-hmm. that could really open things up. Is that what you see as the greatest opportunity, economically speaking,
yeah.
for your district?
Yeah, I think, you know, the infrastructure that we have, you know, I was hoping that we would pass some regulation on, you know, I know the data center, that's the big talk right now in the state. And, you know, looking at my district, the U shape of it, you know, it covers the western part of Stark County and it covers like the eastern and lower part of Stark County. And, you know, there's three data centers coming in. And, you know, we talk about, you know, transparency with the constituents and the neighbors that live around these. You know, there's brownfield locations around my district and around the county that, you know, I think could utilize these where you already have the power and the water. But, you know, I think that we, you know, working towards the future, I think we can have a great place to have these. So
in earlier in the conversation, you were talking about working at your family business and just workforce being mm-hmm. one of the things, quite frankly, that you guys think about. We hear that consistently across the board. In your role as a legislator, how would you like to see the state continue addressing workforce shortages, and where do you think the state plays an appropriate role?
I think we offer the tech cred, but, you know, working with these tech schools, I know RG Drag is in my district and we have the Southway Stark Academy out of Canton South. That's a great program. You know, we have all this, we want to build up Ohio, build the infrastructure, but, you know, we working with these schools that offer welding programs, that offer HVAC programs, and, you know, working with places like Stark State, and, you know, that are in Stark County, training these kids to build, to want to have these jobs. You know, when you look around, there's a lot of jobs out there, but, you know, we need to specifically train these kids. You know, people, like I look at our store, you know, we have meat cutters. That's a hard position to fill. People don't realize, you know, when they go shopping, their meat is cut in store, especially when they go to a small independent grocery store or a meat market. But, you know, there's people back there that are trained for specific cuts, how to properly cut. And that's something that, you know, people in the job industry are looking for, are these specialized jobs. And I think that's where we can work with these trade schools on training kids, getting them motivated to want to have a great paying job and not have to worry about debt when they get out of school. Yeah.
So from a taxation or regulatory perspective, what tweaks or changes would you like to see the state do, let's say in an upcoming state operating budget? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I know last year we kind of cut the little bit of the income tax, and but, you know, continue cutting the CAT tax, just making it so people, they want to come in here, they want to open up a business. You know, there sometimes there can be a little bit of red tape when you open up a business or you're operating a business, and, you know, stuff that we want to make it easy so you have, you know, more money in your workers' pockets and in the business owners' pockets.
So from a general governance perspective, how important is it to you that policymaking takes into account things like stability, mm-hmm. predictability as general rules of thumb? And what role, if any, do you view the business community having in those discussions?
I think it's just, you know, communicating with your representative. You know, I have a couple bills I'm working on now, and, you know, I like to hear both sides of the argument so we can try to work together, you know, make both sides happy. So when we present this bill, you know, there's not a lot of arguing back and forth. And I think it's just that communication. You know, if you see something that you'd like to get across, I think it's just having that open communication dialogue with your representative.
Yeah. So let's fast forward a little bit. Let's say you win re-election, fast forward 2 years. What's success? What does success look like for you, for your district? What are a big thing or two that you would have hoped to have accomplished over the next 2 years?
Well, I just, you know, it's like I said earlier, you know, I know, I go back to there's two big issues in my district, I would say, is one is the ongoing talks of the property tax, you know, and the other one is the data centers. And, you know, we passed some property tax regulation, passed some property tax issues, you know, just to continue that conversation and continue passing stuff, but you don't want to affect your local government. And then number two is the data centers. You know, I was hoping that we would pass some data center, just some regulations to help the constituents to make sure they're happy, to make sure, you know, these data centers are using like the closed loop. It's not going to affect the power bill, and to kind of make them responsible for their bringing in power to their area. But I think, you know, if we can pass these and have these in our community, I think that would be a pretty successful and less phone calls into the office, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
So, hey, before we wrap up and I invite you to provide some closing remarks, want to do a few rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. Responses to which could be one word, but just very brief, short form response. Biggest barrier to business growth in Ohio?
I think it's finding employees.
One policy you would change or implement immediately?
I think maybe make it easier to find employees for your business.
What is the industry with the most growth potential?
Technology.
One word describing Ohio's economic future?
And that's another word I wrote down, technology.
Biggest misconception about state government?
I tell people we don't want government in our lives, but, you know, if you have an issue, reach out to your local state representative.
Rep Kishman, thank you for being with us today. Any closing remarks?
No, I'm just, you know, thanks for having me in the office. Just, you know, I'm a small business guy, and, you know, if anyone out there is listening, please contact my office, rep50@ohiohouse.gov, or give me a call, 330-205-6544 is my cell phone.
Anywhere online folks could go to learn more about you?
Yeah, they can go to votekishman.com.
Great. Sir, thank you. Best of luck with your campaign.
Yeah, thank you.